When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog. But we begged her not to go. She forgot her medication and she staggered out the door into the snow.
Thank you, Richmond John,
Richmond
everybody.
Richmond John with the live entertainment here at the MGM Sportsbook and Lounge at MGM National Harbor,
so
during
nice.
Junkies Holiday Show.
So hey, nice. I got a text from John DePompa, by the way. We had the discussion about the P1 chat.
Yes.
And the group, which included Drab, John DePompa, Richmond John, and Blake Jiffin.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Blake a quote from John DePompa.
Yes.
For the record, Drab is a bit of a liar.
Oh, that's a big word.
Bomb.
Liar. Liar's a big word.
Oh, and Cakes, what does it say the next sentence?
Hold on. It says, love him, but he makes up / exaggerates.
No. Oh, this one.
And so is Richmond John.
Yes. John DePompa dropping bombs.
He's just strafing people.
John, you're lying too. Who knows?
I don't know. I'm not in the P1 chat group.
There's controversy.
Cakes is a donkey.
because I have my envelope covering up my camera?
Yeah, that was funny.
It's fine. That is the Cakes
That's
move.
It's all,
Cakes
it is move. Kind of my move.
Of course, you can watch us on the YouTube page, 106.7 The Fan YouTube page.
That's funny.
Hanging out.
So nice to meet everybody. People coming up saying hello. Saw some old friends.
Signed a couple of books.
Yeah. JP
still selling
books.
You know what? Look at this. Got my Amazon order. 18 people in December. That's not bad.
That's
very
pretty good.
3 years later, I'll take it.
But one of our That's old sweet. Friends from the neighborhood said, EB, what are you doing? All you have to do is you just scratch off the bottom, and then you just do the scanner. You don't have to do all the
scratch off the bottom.
Because actually, my hand was hurting from all. It's like butt laborious.
Oh, boo hoo! Your hand hurts from scratching off free lottery tickets.
You don't want to
do
that.
What are you going
to
win? $2? You probably win $2.
I actually want them to have it.
Here's the difference.
Yeah.
Okay. These two guys had lost semesters, if not years, in college.
Yeah.
I had one lost semester.
Yeah.
We're not donks who waste our money on scratch off tickets.
Hey, hold on.
Cakes crafts.
Let me pump the brakes. I don't buy scratch-off tickets aside from, like, during Christmas, I'll put some in my, like, kids' stockings.
Now, wait a second. Don't you have side deals with Mikey Stotts? Drab. Who knows how many people you have deals
with? No, that's not for scratch-off.
Those are for Mega Millions and Powerball tickets, Ricky, and only when the jackpot gets high. And, yes, I do have a lifetime side deal with both Mikey Bots and Drab T-shirt in case we hit. We
just in fairness,
profits.
Jason's sort of lost semester, you know, just trying to figure out the
figure
world.
Out life. Yeah.
Your lost semester, you just were like on a boat smoking weed the whole time, right? Wasn't that what you were doing?
No, I wasn't on a boat smoking weed.
I thought you guys would go like fishing or something.
No, I was smoking weed mostly in my dorm room or other apartments around campus.
Hold up, can you describe the bathroom in your dorm and the stack of magazines you guys had in Towson?
All right, for those that don't know, if I was overserved at the bars in Towson, yeah. I would then go to, well, this person that I know would go to Royal Farms.
But you're skipping the stack. I asked you about the stack.
No, he's got to tell you how you got there.
Can you work with me? Can you let me weave a tale up here?
Point 1-1.
Okay. So I would get overserved at the bars in Towson, and then we would go to Royal Farms. And then one of my roommates, or a roommate of a person that I know, would go and run distraction up to the cashier. Because there's only one cashier working at a Royal Farms.
The oldest trick in the book.
1:45 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So while my...
So your boy EP?
While somebody that I'm...
EP this, or CL?
Somebody this person might have known would run interference, another person might be stuffing Stouffer's French Red Pizzas, Hustler Magazines, Fritos, anything that could fit down his pants,
right,
and then walk out the front of the store. And then after a bunch of these trips, you would have, I don't know, a stack of magazines in your bathroom about yay high next to the toilet.
All stolen.
All might have been stolen, yeah. They were acquired through nefarious purposes.
Cakes is also, JP often says that people think that Cakes is the nicest junkie, and his wife thinks he walks on water.
It's true. This is all
literally
true.
They have had zero arguments in 30 years.
All these things are true.
It is true. He also is notorious. He is a notorious thief who stole from all of his jobs.
It's all alleged. You can't prove anything.
And he actually had the balls in college to steal from the porno store. Like, the guy
that
went
was in Houston, right?
Can you explain that how that happened? Yeah.
This is embarrassing, but I don't know. I mean,
you know, I found this.
I'm drinking this bourbon drink. I don't even know what it is. It doesn't matter.
A couple years ago, I actually found a postcard that Cake sent me when he was doing a summer in Houston.
Well, were we lovers and I didn't even know about it? Why am I sending you a postcard? That's
it's a
weird.
Different era.
So, anyway, I was working a job in Houston where I was selling cotton candy. Where I may have been skimming some of the money off the top. That may have happened there, too.
So you're 20 years old.
Yeah, I'm 20. I'm living in Houston. So I'm lonely. I'm ronery, as Oscar Santana would say, living in Houston by myself. There is a mom-and-pop video store right around the corner from the condo where I'm living. So I go into said store, and it's being run by one person. And while this one person is paying attention to another, like a real customer, a paying customer, while this person was distracted, and she was kind of old, I may have seen her down there dealing with the customer, and I may have reached these little tiny arms and
over the counter.
Stolen a videotape.
And it wasn't like Beverly Hills Cop.
It was not. It was
more like Beverly Hills C.
Yeah, I got it.
Like C-O, you fill in the blank.
Right.
Okay? And I may have brought that tape back to my condo and waited for everybody else to go do their shifts and pop it in the VHS.
Right.
That may have happened. I'm not proud of it, but
may have happened.
It may have happened.
May have happened.
Yeah, it's not great.
All right, so
I hope my kids aren't listening.
Drabby's in the sports book, hanging out. And he's got a microphone. If you want to chime
ask
in,
ask the junkies
just
anything.
Raise
ask,
your hand.
No,
it's
ask
supposed
Lurch.
To be ask Lurch anything. Here's the thing: this is Cakes's brain. I think he's very smart, but sometimes he reverses things, right? So
I have a dyslexic
right
brain.
Right before we went to break, Cakes says, "Jason's ready to say anything." He blew a .01.
JP. Again,
what?
It's
he reversed
called,
it.
It's called hyperbole, exaggeration.
He's not
I know he's not going to talk a lot because he's got a .01. I know he's not going to say anything.
All right, Drabby, what do we got here?
All right, we're going to start with Dennis, major P1.
All right. Dennis, what is Dennis's shtick
he
on
does
Twitter?
The puppet show.
He does the puppet show.
Bobbleheads
right.
and puppet show.
And he's just a longtime listener to the show, and I think he applied to be in the P1 chat group with
got
Drab,
declined?
I've seen.
Did he get declined?
Declined. I'm still waiting for my job interview.
But I like Dennis. Dennis lives close to me. I invited him over for New Year's Eve. He's a good
That's
dude.
Right. We're going to rock out. All right. Got a question for Lurch.
All right.
Earlier in life, you called your junk a pongy.
Pongy.
What is it called now?
Dead ski.
A dead pongy.
A dead pongy.
No, hold on. Wasn't that the name that you would tell your kids, like when they were little?
Yeah, my oldest daughter called it a pongy.
At what age did you stop?
Dad,
letting
I
them...
can see your pongy.
At what age?
I don't even know what I can say.
At what age did you let them? Did you stop them from seeing your pongy?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if I came out of the shower and they were in the bed or running around the room, sometimes they would see.
Right.
I don't know. It was probably four.
Okay.
Four or five.
All right, good
that's
question.
That's kind of a weird question.
Yeah, that's a, just you know what? Context. That's a solid start, though. Right. That's a good starting point.
All right. That's a weird one.
All right, Drabby, who do we have?
All right, hey, guys, this is Jeff from La Plata.
What's up, Jeff?
You may know my neighbor a little better, Mike from La Plata. Calls all the time.
Okay, good.
So right. Mike's my neighbor in Fisher's Grant. I said, you guys say you're Mike from Fisher's Grant, but he always says Mike from La Plata.
Now, hold on. Now, the only thing I know about La Plata is they had that one tornado, right?
Massive tornado. Yeah. Tornado capital of Southern America.
Close to Waldorf. Do you guys have, no, honestly, but did you just have like one massive one, or do you guys have them routinely?
One massive one.
That was one it. Massive yep. one, right? That was yep. terrible. All right.
Yeah, yep, no doubt. Hey, so I see we got CK here. We got the boss here, the cluster buster.
They both.
As J.P. Finley says. But yeah. Hey, so what'd you guys get for your Christmas bonus?
It's a great question.
What did we get?
What do you see about? The lint on this chair?
Oh, from CK? Oh,
I don't think we've received a Christmas bonus ever.
No, I think we occasionally got ratings bonuses. Like we
ratings bonus.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We never got a Christmas bonus.
We got some Johnny
bonus.
Walker Blue 1 year. That was nice. That was like, engraved.
Oh, by the way. Chariots for Hire.
Oh, but from our company?
Yeah, from
Christmas
our company?
Bonus? No. It's...
We've never received a Christmas bonus.
No, not a Christmas.
I don't expect one.
Oh, like, by the way, so our agent... I don't even know where he lives. New York.
Oh my God! He bombed the gift this year.
So we pay our agent a lot of money every month.
A lot of money.
I wish I could tell you guys. I will. You know what? Off the record, I'll tell you when I'm walking out.
Ask Bish anything.
But so he sends us. Actually, it's our original agent's wife.
Brother.
So well, our original agent.
He's our agent, but. Our original agent, Bob Eatman's wife, he passed away, but she lives in L.A.
Yeah.
She's the one who always asks us, you know, sizes.
Oh, is that Bob's wife that's doing that?
Yes. Yeah.
I have no idea. Yeah,
Lisa. Yeah. Anyway, they sent us a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
It was a backpack.
it was a weird overnight bag.
And we paid her mortgage. We pay his mortgage.
It's a laptop bag and a toiletry bag.
They sent us a backpack
and
like
a toiletry bag.
No, it's supposed to be an overnight bag.
All right.
And allegedly, because my daughter saw it, she says it's like a trendy gift.
Whatever.
But it is. Honestly, it's a whiff.
They left the price tag on it.
Yeah.
They did.
What was it? What was it?
Online.
What was it?
It's $134.
That's what I'm saying. It's a whiff.
It's a backpack. I don't want it.
Yeah. Hold up. I'm going to do the math.
You're regifting that lock.
Hold up. I'm going to do the math.
Can I sell it to somebody?
No. I'm not exactly sure. But this is about what we pay them every month, right?
Each of us.
So let's divide that by 130.
Yeah. Each of us.
You need 21 of those backpacks to equal a month.
Yeah, I mean
they make so much money off us, it's crazy.
She literally should send us round trip airfare to freaking Costa Rica.
Or Bitcoin.
Yeah, maybe Bitcoin.
Something.
All right, Drabby, who do we have?
Hey guys, it's Bill from Reva.
What's up, Bill? Bill came out to Center Pocket last week.
Ah, very good.
Hello. Got
all right, Reva's near like Edgewater, Annapolis,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right by Max Crab House.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Max Crab House.
That's a good spot.
So my question is to all of you guys: are any of your kids friends with each other?
They don't really. I mean,
I think no is the easy answer. Yeah. Like they don't just run in the same circle. So
yeah,
because
we just
no.
live away. Like I think JP's kids and my kids when they were little. You know, but yeah, we all have their own, they all have their own sort of like circle of friends. Yeah.
And they've also moved, like, as we get older. I mean, Cakes' son lives in North Carolina. My daughter lives in Los Angeles. EB's got two kids that are basically living in New York.
Yeah.
So it becomes harder. But, yeah, when they were young, we used to hang out and have get-togethers and do stuff. But then they go to different schools, different ages, that sort of thing.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Is he double-dipping? Is this second question? No,
this is my first question.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
Yeah.
All right. So Peter from Burke is not here. So it's Mike from Burke is here.
All right.
My question is, since everyone here wants to know, how much longer are you guys going to go? That's what we need to know.
Really?
You might get different answers from everybody. You might get different answers from everybody. You know what? I'll lead off and say this. I have a second grader.
Yeah, JP said for the long haul.
I have a second grader. I'm divorced.
Yeah. He needs to make as much money as anybody.
Cakes is grinding.
Cakes is the richest one. He's got... 5 Bitcoin.
Not
he's
5.
4.5, whatever.
4.3.
All right. Cakes is the richest. He doesn't need to do this dumb job. I actually like doing it, so I want to. And as long as they're dumb enough to keep paying us, like way more than what I would make in the real world.
You know who you have to ask? CK, right there, our program director. That's the one to ask.
As long as they want to keep paying us, I'm willing to do it at this point.
When's our contract?
He's saying if you've got 10, I'm down with 10 more years.
10 years.
Boom. 10 more years.
64. Give my daughter to college. Boom.
When's our contract up? End of 26?
Two more years.
Fully 25, 26?
I don't know.
Talk to me at the end of 26.
Jason will be in North Carolina or South Carolina. He'll be Zooming
in.
He says these are vacations, but he's looking at homes every time.
You know, I got a plan.
Yeah. My plan is that if they want to just keep giving us money, I'll show up and work 4 hours a day. It's not that tough.
But I think it depends. Like, look, I know EB wants to do this probably forever, right? You like it.
I'll do something.
I'm a grinder by nature. My grandfather worked until he was in his 80s as a doctor.
I'm not working until I'm 80. I'll just be honest. I'll just be dead honest. I'm not working until I freaking fall into my grave. It's just not going to happen.
All right, I can tell you this. No effing chance I'm getting up at 4 a.m. for 10 more years.
Well, that we know.
I can promise you that.
All right, what do you have? We got Big John. Big John's awake.
Hi,
clear that throat.
First off, EB, my molar lost a battle to a tater tot. It's about to come out. And I want to know how much will Mrs. Flame pay me for it?
That's pretty funny.
If he puts his molar under his pillow, how much will, how much will your wife give him? $20.
Dude, it's not a great joke if you have to, like, bad have shit. Interpretation.
Yeah. Now, my real question, JP.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Why not still hurting or still silly? Where did barking come from? Because I've never heard barking on the show. Seriously.
For the name of the book?
You want, like, an honest answer?
Yeah.
I went for a run one day. This is, like, 4 years ago, and I thought, maybe I'll write a book about our show when the 25th anniversary comes up. And it's just the first thing that popped into my head. And I'm a big believer in Blink, which is a Malcolm Gladwell book. And so even though some people were, like, barking, that's kind of confusing, that's a dog, it's just the thing that popped into my head, and I stuck with it.
All right, good.
There's
good
your answer. That's honest answer.
Good answer.
I'm disappointed in the lack of Lurch questions.
Oh.
Did you ever tell the answer about the kids?
The autistic
kids. No. I can't even remember.
I don't think it's ever been.
I didn't realize,
divulged.
By the way, this is the first time. Have you guys checked in on the YouTube page?
I have not. No.
You can listen or watch us on YouTube.
Yeah.
106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Mike Marr puts out the videos on the YouTube page, so do subscribe to it. It's been growing during the Mike Marr tenure, by the way. Mike Marr, shout out. He's fired up today.
What a rally
Mike Marr said he couldn't remember losing all his money last night. That's how hammer time he was.
Here's a question from John Thompson on YouTube.
Coach.
Do the Junks still give Draven Valdez money for Christmas?
Yes. The answer is yes.
That's a great question.
We actually had a discussion last night about it. Like, we rarely have group discussions, but I drove the boys home last night so they didn't have to take an Uber because I drove to Capital One. And then Jason just threw it out there. He's like, how much you paying the guys?
Yeah, I want to know.
It's a bad tradition we started, and now we dug a hole. Now I got to give them money.
It's my favorite tradition.
You can't get away from it.
No, it's all good. Those guys work hard. Everybody, round of applause for Draven Valdez. Those guys work really hard.
Yeah.
They do.
Give them love.
Even though Valdez is so grumpy in the morning. I mean, it's just such a grumpy, grumpy person.
How's he feeling right now?
I think he's okay.
He's all right. For a guy that hadn't been to bed, he's doing pretty good. You're doing pretty good, Valdez.
He's happy that there's 20 minutes left in the show. I know that.
I know that for
a fact.
Did you sleep at all last night?
No, that's a negative. You get to that point, right, around 1 a.m. where you make a call, and he made the call.
Yeah.
Power through.
I've been there.
Power through. Although you hit the, what was it, the Baccarat tables? Yeah, he hit the bar.
Had a nice score.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, good for him.
He could reimburse you for your losses.
Remember when we used to do the show up in AC?
We didn't go to sleep those days.
We didn't go to sleep.
That's why I peed myself.
Yes.
Hey, Jason, do you want to read this question? All right, this is from Chris Keating.
You can read it.
Has anyone asked Bish when was the last time he
smashed?
Oh.
Pwned tea.
Yeah.
Nobody's asked it.
Not going to talk about that.
My theory on that is it's all shtick.
I think so, too.
It's a shtick, and, of course, he's a... He's a somewhat regular.
My sex drive has dipped dramatically.
Well,
here's one from Lead.
It's dipped.
Yeah. Here's from Lead Tear or Lead Tear.
All right.
I don't believe this to be true, but he writes, Cakes is the biggest Skins fan on the show.
That's what I told him.
For a while.
That's what
no, it's not true.
That's not true.
It's not true.
Cakes doesn't care about the skins.
He doesn't care
at all.
It doesn't hurt him
when
they lose.
You want to baptize him? It's a waste of time.
It doesn't hurt him when he loses. He only cares about individual performances.
He cares about Jaden.
There might be something to everything you're saying.
Yeah. Like,
he cares about Jaden.
He cares about Jaden because he's on his freaking
fantasy. So if Jaden played well every week but they lost games,
he wouldn't care. He'd be happy.
Right. But if the Commanders won and Jaden played poorly, it would bother him.
Yeah. Well, I actually want him to play well every week, too, to be honest with you. And that's
you do.
That's not realistic. I mean, you're going to have ups and downs. But I want him to play well every week because I just want to solidify that spot for the next decade. Don't want to think about
it.
He's
the guy. I mean,
I think he's
the guy. You don't have to worry about that.
I know, but there's an annoying producer that won't admit that yet.
You're still trying to turn him.
Why wouldn't you admit it? It's pretty obvious.
He's dug in.
He doesn't want to give in to you.
I guess if my quarterback swooned the way his has, I would feel that way.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Too.
By the way, so this weekend's a huge sports weekend. You got Notre Dame, Indiana. You got triple header in college football playoff tomorrow. You got two NFL games tomorrow, including the Ravens Steelers and Valdez, biggest Ravens fan I know. That's for the division for the Steelers. If the Steelers win, they clinch the division. He's gonna sit on his couch all weekend long.
As he should. Yeah. Should do that. All right, we have to take a break, and we'll come back. We will wrap up the Junkies Holiday Show. We're coming to you live from the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge. It is the Junks Holiday Show. We'll give our final breathalyzer readings as well.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out.
Thank you guys all for coming in person. We'll be right back on 106.7 The Fan.